extension cords, too. I have some heavy-duty extension cords. Beth says, Justin, you're forgetting the toilet and the water. Oh, well, we were talking about would you rather have water or be without water or be without electricity for a week. Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. It does suck not having the water in the toilet, I guess. Alan says, I have power, but Comcast can't get the cable back on. How am I supposed to watch the bowl games tonight? Hey, Alan, do yourself a favor. Skip these crappy bowl games tonight. Read a book. Some Like It Hot by the Power Station. Neil, good song. Good song. Electric Light Orchestra. ELO's Electric Rye. Wait a minute. It says Electric Light Orchestra, Electric Rye, Judas Priest. I'm not familiar with the song, so I don't know who's responsible for it, but so be it.
That would be a Judas Priest song.
Okay, well, what's the ELO song then?
Well, they're just talking about electric.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Just the name.
And it's got light in it, too. So, yeah, we need to play everything by ELO.
Maybe ELO has got a great catalog of music. They really do.
Okay, we'll do all ELO all the time.
I like it.
My dad says the snowblower's still working and my Uncle Joey has it. Well, that's the way things go. Uncle Joey's like the neighbor that you never want. Uncle Joey's the guy that borrows stuff and then you never see it again.
What, Uncle Joey, the guy on Back to the Future, said, better get used to those bars, kid. Uncle
exactly
Joey.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, Big Baby, you just really got him turned on back there. He is a freak about Back to the Future. We have more lists from 2012 coming up. I have more calls to get in, but we are going to go to the... What's it feel like on a regular old line, Edward Ashoff? I mean, you're slumming with the rest of the callers today. How do you feel about that?
You know what? It's all right. To be brought down to earth a few times in your life, not so bad.
Let me wish you a belated Merry Christmas and a belated Happy Birthday. I hope they were both up to your standards.
Thank you. They were. My grandmother made a delicious cake with excellent frosting, and there was some ice cream involved. Still a kid at heart.
You went to what part of Iowa again?
I was in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City.
Iowa City's a nice, nice town.
It is, especially when it's covered in snow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, if you can't find any good snow, you can always pop over to Arkansas. We are inundated right now.
Hey, where in Iowa, you guys could answer this, is Luther College. Have you heard of Luther College?
Yes, Luther College I am familiar with, and it's in, what town is that in?
It's like a music school. It's like Augsburg or something.
My buddy went to school there for a while.
They have a Christmas pageant that they put on. It's the coolest thing you've ever seen.
Dave Matthews played a big concert there.
You just kind of ruined it for
Sorry, buddy, I'm just saying.
These guys, they have a chorus and a band, and they're like Christmas on steroids at Luther College in Iowa.
Well,
I was impressed.
Pardon me for being obvious, but it's a Google search away.
Okay, well, let's
we
find it out.
Smartphones these days, so.
There's a lot of cool things in Iowa, Edward, we've decided, even though the people in the SEC country rarely will acknowledge that.
Nobody wants to admit that. I don't know what's cool there, but anyway.
Original Night of the Living Dead, Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Delicious sweet corn. Best corn you can find is in Iowa.
Luther College
no
is
corn
in,
compares.
Luther College is in Decorah.
Decorah.
I've not had the pleasure.
Anyway,
I'm going to go there for that Christmas pageant someday.
Do it.
I am.
Okay, so let's talk some football. One of your counterparts at ESPN had a listing of the top hires in college football this season, and he had Brett Bielema number one. That was all good, and I was excited about it. I thought that was really cool. And then I saw that number two he had Mark Stoops, which I think is not that it's a bad hire, but I think he's going to fail miserably. We've talked about that before. Where do you put the Bielema hire in the list of hires in college football this year?
You know, I don't think I would put it so high. I don't think I would have it number one, just because I still, man, like I said when we first talked about it, I still want to see what he can do as far as recruiting in the Southeast. He doesn't really have immediate ties. He's obviously building a pretty good coaching staff there, and I think that's going to help him, obviously, when it comes to, you know, recruiting in the Southeast. But I do just kind of wonder, you know, what is he going to do when he gets into those South Florida homes? If he even tries, how far south is he going to go from Arkansas in his first class and his second class? So I still think, and I know it's a boring hire and kind of everybody expected it, but I like the Gus Malzahn hire at Auburn because he knows what's going on there. His offense has worked at Auburn before. He knows mm-hmm. those guys. And I also think that he's building a very, very good coaching staff. To get Rodney Gardner from Georgia, I mean, that came out of nowhere. I think I was on a flight when I saw that, and I was just like, wait, we can't take off yet. I have to read this story. I cannot believe that Rodney Gardner is leaving Georgia to go to Auburn. I know he's an Auburn guy, but, I mean, that's not a lateral move right now, the way that Georgia's going up and Auburn's trending down. So I like the Gus Malzahn hire. Put me in that minority. I just thought that Simple was better.
What do you think about the hiring that Bielema has done since he got to Arkansas as far as building his coaching staff?
I think he's done a pretty good job. You know, I think that he wants a very balanced offense, and he's going to get that, especially with Chaney there. I mean, what quarterback isn't going to want to learn from him? And I think that the way that Bielema wants to run the ball, the way that he's going to be able to throw the ball now, is just going to be exactly what he needs in his first couple of years. It seems like players are excited about it. Let's see what recruits say, but I mean, that hire right there is what really got me about Bielema. I think that he's building the right kind of staff. Now I want to see what he can do when it comes to recruiting.
Every SEC team is favored in its bowl game. What team has the most to worry about, do you think, as far as being upset?
I think it's Georgia. And I think, I mean, the Alabama, I mean, that's an obvious one because it's number one versus number two. But I think it's Georgia because they're so heartbroken after losing to Alabama in the SEC championship game, literally being 5 yards away and one play away from going to the national championship. And, you know, Aaron Murray's still talking about how he can't sleep. Nebraska comes in kind of the same way, getting blown out by Wisconsin and then missing out on a shot at the Rose Bowl. But, you know, I just wonder what Georgia's going to be like. They're losing all those players on defense. Obviously, John Jenkins isn't going to be in the game anymore. The focus has to be off. I mean, as much as Mark Richt is talking about, you know, these guys are getting back to this, to feeling ordinary and ready for this game, you just have to wonder where they are mentally to play Nebraska. And the Capital One Bowl is a good bowl,
yeah,
but at the same time, they're not excited about it. I mean, let's be honest. It's like Alabama a few years ago losing to Florida and having to play Utah in the Sugar Bowl, and they got blown out. So I don't know. I don't think that Georgia's going to get blown out. I think Nebraska kind of comes in looking at the wounds as well, but I mean, if you're looking for an upset, I think that's it right there.
Yeah, this is a Nebraska team that gave up 70 to Wisconsin, so I'm not sure that's going to strike fear in the hearts of any Georgia Bulldogs.
No.
The one upside for them is Samantha Steele's working the sideline, so they can be excited about that.
And Nebraska can run the ball, and we know that Georgia can't stop the run, so that works out for them.
Yeah, that is one I would not have expected, I guess. Okay, so I guess we can go through these one by one, because we do have some games coming up before we'll have you on again. The New Year's Eve is, and that's the cool thing, is you get nine games and they don't even start playing them until New Year's Eve, which means he had a pretty good year.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt gets to play in its backyard against NC State, a team that is going through a coaching change of its own. So thoughts on Vanderbilt winning what is virtually a home game?
Yeah, you know, I do feel bad for Vanderbilt. I actually talked to a couple players over the break and said, hey, you know, congrats on going to a bowl, but you're barely moving out of your dorm. And they're like, yeah, we're in the hotel, but It is what it is, and I think that James Franklin has done a phenomenal job of kind of pushing this team, and I bet you that he's going to use that as motivation to fire them up and say, listen, you guys should have gone to a better bowl, and you're still being disrespected, and I think they're going to come out. And NC State, that defense was supposed to be so much better. They're supposed to be so much better in the secondary. We saw what Tennessee did, and we saw what happened to them throughout the year. I think that the way that Vanderbilt's offense is playing right now, I think they've scored 40 points in three of their last five games. They're the hottest team in the SEC. And I know Alabama's going to the national championship. I know Texas A&M has gotten all this love. Florida winning five straight as well. But six straight is the longest streak in the SEC. I just think that they're going to be too much for NC State, who, you know, like you said, is going through a coaching change. And when you have the 17th best pass defense going up against Mike Glennon, who just knows how to throw an interception, I think Vandy has the edge.
Another New Year's Eve game, LSU-Clemson. I think it should be interesting. The last time these teams played, very low scoring, but that was 16 years ago, so that doesn't mean a whole lot. Very exciting Clemson offense, very stingy LSU defense, and a quarterback that is somewhat of an X factor in Zach Mettenberger. So thoughts on that matchup in the Chick-fil-A Bowl?
Well, I think that, you know, immediately everybody talks about offense versus defense, but if you look at LSU's offense lately, it's been pretty good. Since that Alabama game, you know, they've churned out, I think, 400 yards in three of their last four. And Zach Mettenberger didn't have back-to-back 200-yard throwing games until the last month of the season. And he had, I think, three or four games where he had more than 200 yards. I mean, Les Miles has already said that offense is starting to come together. We know that they can run the ball. Jeremy Hill is going to be outstanding next year. That offensive line is just getting better and better. I think Clemson has to worry about giving up a lot of points. I don't know if they can score on this LSU defense. It's just so fast. They do have some issues in the secondary at times, so maybe Taj Boyd can make some plays. But I just wonder, you know, can Ellington run the ball on him? Sammy Watkins going to get a ton of separation from those corners and those safeties. I just think LSU's line's too good, and I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on Boyd and make his day miserable, kind of like what Jadeveon Clowney did with South Carolina.
Edward Ashoff, ESPN.com, joining us in the zone. A game that if I woke up from my nap on New Year's Day, and the pigskin knows all too well that I will occasionally fall asleep during games. If this is one I woke up to, I'd probably roll over and go back to sleep. Mississippi State, Northwestern in the Gator Bowl, a game that I could care less about, but I'm not sure how. But it would be nice for the SEC to notch another victory, certainly.
I do think that this is a game that Mississippi State is going to be fired up for. I mean, they should have ended the season better than they did. 1-4 on your last five games, to get blown out by your arch rival, Ole Miss, and have them go to a bowl game. I want to see more from the defensive line. They haven't put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. They're getting a little better at it. But the thing about Northwestern is they can run, and Mississippi State has struggled here and there against the run all season. So I think this one's going to be pretty interesting. They don't like to throw the ball a lot. If Northwestern gets in trouble and they have to throw, I think Jonathan Banks, Jim Thorpe Award winner, regardless of what happens to him in the second half of the season, he's going to make some plays. So I think Mississippi State has a little motivation in this one. They want to get to 9 wins. They've never had 9 wins in 2 years during a 4-year span, ever. And they're in the SEC. So I think there's a lot riding on this thing for the Dogs.
Northwestern's 1-9 all time in bowl games.
I was going to say they never win bowl games. They're terrible in
them. Yeah, I actually like the matchup here. And if Tyler Russell does what he's done all year, they certainly will be a formidable opponent for Northwestern. Yeah.
They're like Gonzaga in the NCAA tournament. Never pick them.
There you go. Just a couple more games here, and we've already talked about Georgia and Nebraska, so we're not going to worry about that one. But the Outback Bowl, Pigskin, you got to sit this section out. Pigskin is a Michigan fan, having grown up in Michigan, so we can't judge him for that. But it's an interesting matchup with South Carolina and Michigan, certainly. A noon kick on January 1. And, so just give me your thoughts, I guess, on the matchup here with South Carolina and Michigan.
Here you go. When I was growing up, I wanted to play hockey at Michigan. So, you know, no hatred toward the Maize and Blue.
I didn't know you were a hockey guy.
Red Berenson. All right.
I wanted to be Marty Turco, but it never worked out for me. soccer ruled. That's just how it goes in the South. But I look at kind of the Alabama game. They didn't have a tremendous pass rush, and they dominated up front. Now you get arguably one of the best defensive lines, and who I think is the best defensive player in the country, in Jadeveon Clowney, regardless of what Manti Te'o has done. He's going to be bearing down on Denard Robinson. I mean, how much fun is that going to be, to watch him chasing Denard Robinson around the field? And maybe Denard will play a little corner. I saw a story about him playing corner in the NFL, so maybe they can just start switching him around.
They're going to put him out at running back and receiver a little bit, more than likely.
It reminds me a little bit of back in the day with, I think it was his senior year, I guess, at Colorado, Darian Hagan. He talked to coach into letting him return punts to try to help boost his NFL stock, and it worked out fine.
Yeah.
But I don't think he ever had an NFL career anyway.
What about the South Carolina offense? They've been a little challenged. Do you think that they're going to show up and score points?
They've been really balanced in the second half of the season, which has been surprising. But if you look at it last year, you know, they lost Marcus Lattimore at the halfway point and played better overall on offense, kind of the same way this year in that Clemson game. I mean, they had their way with Clemson's defense, but, I mean, really, who hasn't this whole season? It does kind of depend on who's going to be the quarterback, kind of what they do when it comes to the offense. Dylan Thompson is going to throw the ball a lot more than Connor Shaw. It sounds like he's going to be healthy enough to play, so obviously they're going to be running the ball a little bit more, but I think they're going to be able to move it on Michigan. It's not a very explosive offense, but it gets the job done, and I think it's going to be fun.
So who are you taking?
I'm going to take South Carolina. I can't pick against Jadeveon Clowney. Against the Big Ten offensive line,
Does he threaten you?
Have that huge tackle.
Did he threaten you?
I've always been afraid of Jadeveon Clowney.
I am too.
I met him as a senior in high school.
Well, you know, so the guy that he's going up against, Taylor Lewan, is going to be a top 10 draft pick in the NFL. So could be
that's
an NFL matchup at the left tackle and rush end. So
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
See, that's why we bring the Pigskin, because nobody else knows that. But he's listed as a key player here in my SEC notes. So
Lewin's a beast. He's not nearly as athletic as Clowney, but he's going to play for someone and make a lot of money.
All right, that's all the games. We'll get you on in the second, which will give you a full day to recover from your late night out on New Year's Eve. So we'll look forward to that. Are you going to any of these bowl games?
I will be at Chick-fil-A, and I will be at the Sugar Bowl. So
okay. All right. Yeah,
the right time.
Okay, good. So are you going to be available on the 2nd? Can we talk to you from the Sugar Bowl?
I will be. I get in on the 1st, so.
Good. If you can get Charlie, if you can get Charlie Strong on during our conversation, we can probably double your compensation at minimum.
Well, how about this? I'll just get Charlie and I'll get Will on, and they can just start talking trash.
Okay, if they were in a if they were in a fight, who would win?
Oh gosh!
I mean, you would talk about two of the toughest, baddest looking head coaches in America.
Ugh.
I love Charlie though, because he's like Charlie's the guy that walks quietly into the room and beats the crap out of you. And Will's the guy that comes in all frantic like a WWE wrestler and then beats the crap out of you.
That's pretty good. And I will say, Charlie Strong is one of the fittest guys that I know. And I covered him in Florida. His calves could just cut bricks.
He came in, you know, he went to the Central Arkansas, to the University of Central Arkansas. He was back in town a couple years ago when he was put in the Hall of Fame. And he came up for a halftime interview, and it was actually the week right after Tebow was knocked out in the Kentucky game. But we talked for a while, and I was just like, this guy looks like he could bench press 500 pounds. He's freakishly athletic.
Maybe he and Kingsbury can play in future years.
I don't know if he has a six-pack like Kingsbury does, but they're both in good shape, there's no doubt. All right, well, now I feel very awkward, but thanks so much for bringing that up. Edward, thank you so much, man. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for all your contributions. We'll look forward to visiting with you on the 2nd.
All right, sounds good. Happy New Year, guys.
All right, man. See you. Edward Ashoff. Good guy. People are getting on him because they said that he is not giving Arkansas's hiring enough credit or his ties into Florida. The Partridge hire was an absolute key.
He's given him credit on the coaching staff. He just understands Bielema is not going to out-scheme people as a rule like Petrino did.
Everybody I have seen, as far as, you know, when you look at the resume and what the guy brings and this different offerings that he has, as far as not only his ability to coach but also his ties in other areas, I think it's I'm pretty excited about it. Now, we'll see how it goes. I mean, once February rolls around, I mean, it's close, but it's still, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done the next, you know,
everything
five, six
he's
weeks.
Done so far, he's done very, very well. He needs credit for that.
I love the way listen to his press conference from Saturday, which is bizarre that he does a Saturday press conference 3 days before Christmas, but it was great. I mean, he's very eager to get out there and talk about his program, which is good.
The only thing that fans need to understand, much like Houston when things started going badly for him, Houston was a little thin-skinned. Lloyd Carr, very thin-skinned. Bielema's thin-skinned.
Really?
When you start criticizing him, he's not going to be quite as cuddly as he is now.
Well, he better get ready because he's going to get criticized because when people are as passionate as the fans are here, and some of them maybe don't it is.
Some of them aren't that realistic.
That's exactly
so
right.
When he doesn't go 11-1 every year, you know, I can't believe this guy.
Well, the majority of people, I think, will understand. But, yeah, it's going to be tough going for
Give
a while.
Give him a couple of years, get some people in place. He'll do well.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. At least he's a guy that I'm going to look forward to covering.
He's not going to cheat.
I hope he wins.
He's not going to cut corners. He's going to do things well. They're not going to have penalties. They're not going to be stupid.
We probably could have got by Petrino on the show a few more times than we did, and he was probably on the show maybe twice.
He's just so unpleasant to talk to. Why?
That was my deal. I was like, I don't even want to get him on. No. And when you don't want to get the head coach on from the premier player from a university standpoint in the state, it's not a great thing.
Part of why they're paying you so much money is you need to be out there among the fans. Yeah. You need to be on stations like this. You need to be accessible. He didn't want anyone talking to him or questioning anything he did. You're getting paid to do that. You need to understand that. I think Bielema does.
Yeah. Yeah, Sully and I have talked about that before. And he I don't remember who told him this. He talked to a college football coach one time, and the guy said, you know, they don't pay us all this money because we're so much smarter than everybody else. I mean, but there's a lot of crap that goes with being a head coach at that level.
When you were down at the playoff game, Pat and I were in here, and I was asking Coach Conk a question.